Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with the owner, if I can, of Whittam's Enterprise.
Whittam's Enterprise, you are?
Yeah, Whittam's Enterprise. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Darn good, thank you. It's Friday.
well, yeah. For most, it don't work 7 days a week.
I get it. I know. You're right. That's true. I shouldn't say that. You're right, because you guys are all business owners. That's true.
Well, I mean, when you do it by yourself and run it by yourself and
do
all the work yourself, it's kind of just a little handful here and there.
Well, gosh, are you serious? You do the work by yourself? You don't have any helpers?
Yeah, I mean, I have one buddy that helps me, but he works full-time at a car shop. And
oh.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, I do.
Which, I mean, if I get big jobs, whatnot, then I can call them in and willing to help and stuff. So.
Well, that's nice. That's a good thing. That's a nice thing. Good friend right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, the reason, let me explain to you why I'm calling you this afternoon. What we are here is my name's Lulu, by the way, and the company's Local Splash. I don't know if I told you that. You're welcome, of course. What we are is a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing, and we had a position become available on the first page of Google for your services there in your area, and I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, getting your company listed above your competitors and having your clients calling you direct all day. You know, no third party whatsoever. So, is your business fairly, let me see here. Are you kind of new? How long have you owned the company?
I mean, I've owned it for 3 years, but I haven't made it in LLC or nothing. I just paid my insurance to go on with it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But eventually it's going to be an LLC. It's just I want to make sure, you know, I didn't just spend all the money on skid steer and all that stuff and
make sure
you know, it's going to be enough to actually establish in the area.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah,
it's
I get head, it.
It's buddy. You want blue or green? You
oh.
Have blue.
Oh, my God. Identity. Oh, you have that your son?
Yeah, I've got just 5 kids.
Do you? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 5 kids and 7 German Shepherds.
No way.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Duck's right here on the porch. Daisy's on the porch with Duck. Oreo's right here in front of the fence. Atlas is on trampoline. Dot, Split, Fluffy, and Peaches.
I was raised with German Shepherds.
That's
you know,
awesome.
I would love to get a Malinois. I had a Belgian Shepherd. That was my last one, but I'd love to get a Malinois. You know, I'd got to got to get myself a little bigger piece of property, and I think that would be, you know, those dogs are good protection, and so are the German Shepherds. Believe me, I was raised with them as well.
Well, all mine are real nice, gentle. Let anyone play with them, pet them, anything. But you raise your voice to my kids, and you should probably get back in the vehicle.
Oh my gosh, good. That's good.
I mean, they're very obedient. I mean, even if they're ready to, like, come and attack or something, I can point, tell them no, and they'll just wait.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that is so
I got
great.
A lot of time in them, though.
Well, I bet you do.
And all my kids jump on the trampoline, and they all get up there on the trampoline with them.
Oh, my
God. Cool.
That's adorable. Oh, man. I bet that's cool. What a beautiful. I'm picturing that in my mind now. That must be so beautiful. How fun.
Well, I've got.
Put the smile on your face.
I've got a solid black one. Oh, yeah. I got a solid black German Shepherd, a black and tan. Then I've got a couple that are like almost like a blue Merle Australian Shepherd.
Ooh, wow.
But they're German Shepherds. I mean, they're unique. And then I got one that's solid black with brown socks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, I'll say. That's something else. Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, my dogs are a little bit spoiled like my kids, I guess.
Of course.
We just went on a walk yesterday on the river to see Tyson's ball game and ended up taking the kids and my dog to get Dairy Queen ice cream.
That's funny.
They deserve it, too.
right. Hey, let me ask you, how far do you, let me ask you this real quick. How far are you traveling for new potential clients there?
I'm willing to go, depends what the job is really, but I'm willing to base, say, 35, 40 miles.
Okay, 35, 40. And you're doing, are you doing any commercial?
No, not right now. Now, if I can expand, because I've got one guy that's real good on a mini excavator that really wants me to, you know, get with him and he get in on my business, you know, me hire him. And I'm not ready for that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No worries. No worries.
But,
no
I mean, I'll do, like, business, some of business stuff and all that.
Right. Okay. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Dylan Whittem.
Oh, Dylan. Okay. So, Dylan, I want to explain to you about this position here on the first page of Google. It is exclusive. Okay. And what I mean by that is when they become available like this, what we do is we call through the area and we fill the position the same day. Once we fill this position today, we're on our end, we're going to close the area out because we won't work with your competitors. Okay. We work with one business per category per area. And, you know, you qualify for a new in business rate, so I would love to pull up the details and the pricing. It sounds like you might be interested, right? Are you interested?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah?
I'm interested. It just depends what it costs, Steph, because like I said, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you'll make a lot of money on it.
I'm not saying cheapo, but I don't like to spend money on stuff. Like, I was doing that Angie Leeds thing, and they told me it was one thing. And the way I work is I don't care if it's a customer, and I don't care if it's not a customer. If you lie to me and my stuff's gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because
I understand. I hear about that. You know what, Dylan? I got to tell you, I hear about it clear across the U.S. It's not the best service.
But they told me I wouldn't get charged for stuff that I don't accept. Mm-hmm. And the only way I would get charged is if me and a homeowner both accept me. And instead, I was on there for heavy construction type stuff, you know, the skid steer work and stuff and ground moving. And they had me booked for a month already all on handyman stuff that I wasn't doing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like
handyman stuff. What's wrong with them? That's
crazy. I was like, I didn't just spend $48,000 on my equipment just to sit there and go snake someone's drain.
Right. That's ridiculous. Unbelievable.
I mean, I'd still do it, but they ain't going to like my pricing on that. Because I don't know if you've ever messed with many sink drains or nothing, but there's so much hair and drains.
No. Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. Yeah, I know. So Tyler, my director, Tyler, is going to pull up the discount that I put in there for you. Okay. So let me grab him. His name is Tyler. Tyler. 1 second here. What am I doing? Hold on. Here he comes.
Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Dylan?